Amen, amen, amen. Okay. Yeshiva B'Sayis Tovas B'Ezer Hashem, I learned Shmi Lili Nishmas, my friend's father, Tamir B'Gershon, Fuh Shlema for Yitzchak Eliezer and Shifra, for all, everyone needs a Fuh Shlema for the protection and the continued health for us and all of Klai Yisrael and the whole world, Amir Tashem. So, we're holding Erev Purim, Erev Zachor. You can't forget about the Parsha. We'll start with the Parsha, go to Zachor, and then give you some Purim Torahs, hopefully to try to say over. Sometimes you have some Purim Torahs. They want to be said, they could be said, hopefully they will be said. Purim's one of those days we'll get to Mirta Shemetz. Literally, special mamish in my heart. The pasuk says by the tzitz, Vatzisa, tzitz zahav tohor, bitachta alav, pituchei choysem kodesh laHashem. Opening one of the psukim that the Kohen would wear on his head, he'd wear the tzitz. And the Gemara says, Gemara in Zachem says, on Peches, says the Ksav Sofer, the son of the Chasam Sofer, that the tzitz atoned for one midah. What did it atone for? For gaiva. It atoned for Azus Panim. As Gemara said, the sits meratze al Azus Panim. The Sivim Matzeischa Nekusha. But says Iksav Sofer, don't think that gaiva is always bad. Don't think that arrogance is always bad. Usually we think gaiva, as Sarm say by Haman. Achashverosh wants to lead one person around. It's got to be me, right? Amalek is Gematria Ram. Says the Ksav Sofer, no. There are a couple times in life where you have to step up to the plate and you have to have a little belief in yourself. And he calls it Gaivit the Kedusha. And he says that's exactly what it means. Pisuche Choysim Kodesh Hashem. That sometimes there are times in life when something's going wrong and that's against Yiddishkeit or it's against Torah. And there's got to be a Mordechai HaYehudi stance. There's got to be a Mordechai HaYehudi stance when there's something going on in Eretz Yisrael. There's going to be a government who wants to have people flying in and out of Shabbos. That's a time you have to. There's got to be a little gaiva. It's not a time for humility. They said a Torah, I think, from Reb Simcha Bonim. He says that a person has to have a balance of shiflus sa'adam and galus aboyre. Got to have a balance of shiflus sa'adam and galus aboyre. But then there are times in life where you got to step up. You can't just sit back and watch the crowd. It's got to be Mordechai Yehudi. Like, ever think about it? Why did Mordechai just bow down? It's kadosh nefashos. At the end of the day, we said from the Kudrus Levi a few weeks ago, he even had a tour. He had an exemption. He didn't have to bow down because he was one of Achashverosh's officers. But what does the pasuk say? Tell Haman ki higi lahem asher ho Yehudi, because I'm a Jew. Haman knew that he's a Jew. Why is he repeating himself that he's a Jew? Because I'm going to tell Haman, the reason why I'm not bowing down to you is not because I have an exemption, I have a patur, I'm 65 and older, and I'm an exemption, I'm on Medicaid. No! The reason I'm not bowing down to you is because I'm a Jew, and you should know that. And that's exactly the Ksav Sofer here. Ksav Sofer says there's times in life you got to step up. Doesn't matter, humility, 100%. And there are times in life you got to step up. I think that's the Purim Kash connection also. Page two, another. I think I went a little out of order, but it's Purim, so it's okay. The pasuk says, V'hem yibchu es azov es atcheles. They were able to take and make the big day of the kahuna, the big day of the Kohen Gadol. Where do they get the funds from? Rashi says. Where do they, says the Kiddush Zedi? Where Rashi quotes Rashi, on page 2. Where do they get the funds? Says Rashi. Hachach melev yikhum and misnadim has azov. You know where they got the gold? Where they got the funds? They got it. Yishlitin ham ashahayim oisim big day koimi shal tzibur. They got it from the people that brought money. That gave funds to the tzibur, that gave money to the Mishkan for the Kohen Gadol. Says the Kedushas Levi, you want to know what the avoda of a Kohen and really the avoda of a Jew? Because we're all called Goy Kohanim and Nachum Goy the Goy Kadosh. I felt like Joe Biden over there. Couldn't get the words out. You know what I'm talking about? You saw that thing. He said, "Oh, man, we're all created on heavenly earth." You know what I'm talking about? My friend had a good tweet. He said, "You know, someone you sang a Dvar Torah, you need a chumash." You know the pasuk. Says the Kedushas Levi, you know what it means to be a Jew? To me, it means to be a Jew that you care about the tzibur. That's a Kohen. A Kohen's actual big day kahuna, his clothes have to come from the tzibur. Because a whole Kohen's clothes, right? The whole point of a Kohen, right? We see Berachos Kohenim, they're caring about every Jew. A Kohen who has something against someone else, and you can't get up there to bench. When it comes to Berachos Kohenim, you can't bench. Says the Kedushas Levi by the Omelands, Lo hayu avrosu shleima im lo eslabish es asu b'avis Yisrael. If he wasn't eslabish himself with Avis Yisrael, if he didn't mislabish himself with caring for other Jews and saying good Shabbos and saying Frank Kapurim? Ki kol kohen tol rachem la'ama lav pukhona klum, says the Zohar. Any kohen who didn't have mercy or didn't have rachamim or the midah chesed from the ultimate kohen of the oyushom or rovyushom like Aaron a kohen had is not considered a kohen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov asher bacha banu mikol amim. At the end of the day, this is where we get it from. We get the ability to be able to love others from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because this is the avodah to be a kohen. And then I think that this is such a pasha purim connection right here also. Pasha purim connection. Right? Haman says to Achashverosh, there's an Am Mefuzer Mefura, there's a separated nation, a scattered nation. So Asemes, the Gra, everyone, you name it, they quote it. What does that mean, scattered? It means scattered around the empire? It means they didn't care about themselves. They didn't care about each other. They said, oh, what color pants are you wearing? What color shirt? How did you vote? Democrat, Republican, Chas V'Shalom, the other guy in the Democrat, can't even say his name in front of Aaron Kodesh. Sorry, I apologize. Sorry. At the end of the day, there's an Am Mefuzer Mefura, and I would die for him because he's a Yid. He's a Yid. Am Mefuzer Mefura. And Esther Amalka says this Hashemus, but the last thing that she says to Mordechai before she goes in, Leich Kenosis call Yehudim, gather the Jews. Gather the Jews doesn't just mean get into Shul and to Davin, to do Tshuva and to fast. Gather them. Make sure they're gathered and they're saying good Shabbos, and they feel like they're a united nation. You feel like they're not united nations, Chas V'Shalom, but you feel like they're united together. Wow, I'm on a roll today. They're united, they're together. They're on fire for each other. They would do anything for each other. That is what it means to be a Jew. And that's what Esther said, I need that schus. Before going to Achashverosh, I need that schus. It was a suicide mission. But she knew if she had the midah of Achdus, the midah of the Kohen, the midah of the Kohen Gadol, like Kedusha Sevi says, she would have a lot of schusim on her side. Moving on to Parsha Zachor, and then formally, some Purim Tars as well. So we know famously that the Pasuk says by Amalek, page 3, from the Kujus or Magid, of Avodas Yisrael, the earlier Talmid of the Baal Shem Tov, I believe he was the Talmid of the Magid, maybe the Rebbe of Melech, and he says a beautiful vort. So the Pasuk says, Zocho eis asher aso lecha Amalek, right asher karcha, it happened to us. And Rashi says, Rashi quotes on the spot, karcha is loshen kriros. Right? The whole world was scared about Klai Yisrael, as in Beshach, I believe. The whole world was heard about the miracles that happened in Mitzrayim. And no one was going to touch us until they came and they cooled off the bath. They cooled us off like a bath. Right? They cooled us off. Says the Kujus Rang, a beautiful idea. He says, we all have a little maleks in our lives. A little malek that tells you, you're going to dive in front of the Rabbon Hashem after what you did last night. You're going to go talk to Hashem. You're going to go learn. Hashem doesn't care about your davening. You know what you did? You're a terrible Jew. I don't know about you. I have those feelings, not because I have what to work on. There's little yitzharas. There's little hamans in our lives. A malik amatria suffik. There's little doubters in our lives. Your Judaism, you think it means anything? Yeah, it actually does. Look at it by the underlines. Look, he says over here, karcha miloshin kriyush shakar oischa miyislavus. They try to colden our energy and our passion and our avodas Hashem. And then they tell you, "V'omer la'adam, malcha tigal l'reik b'tela l'bahola alo atasita kama averus arei misbar b'kaven mimcha." You've done so many averus. You think you could do tshuva? You know what the Zohar says? There's no tshuva for those sins. There's no tshuva for that type of sin. That's mamash amalek, says the Vod of Yisrael. La mimcha adavar lo tis tshuva kiroi l'sagif mash atachayef l'kach lo malcha limo toil l'sbal b'kavona. You're gonna go to Thursday kolel? Come on. It's almost over. It's beautiful outside. Sit by the beach. Sit outside. You don't need to go learn. You go to Mincha Ma'ariv. You get a Dvar Torah in the middle of Mincha Ma'ariv. You get 5 minutes Torah then. Sorry. Parenthetical notes. At the end of the day, Amalek, we all have those amalek in our lives. Yes, our Avodas Hashem is special. Look what he says. He says something very Kabbalist on the left-hand side. I'm not going to pretend to say like I know what he's saying. But he says that Derech, he says the word Derech, quote from Arizal, is that Yichud and Iflam, Asher Karcha Baderech. No. Realize that your Derech is Kodesh. Realize that your way and everything that you do and your journey is special to the Rebbein Hashem. It is special. Don't think that if you're not learning Shas, like Reb Chaim Kanievsky, making a Siyam on Erev Pesach, that your Torah is not as special. Okay, maybe quantitatively, he's learning more. But qualitatively, you're learning the same Torah as Reb Chaim. You're learning the same Torah as Rav Yashav and Rav Adya. You're learning the same Torah as Rav Shechter and as Rav Moshe. You're learning the same Torah. Don't let the little Amalek in your head cool you up in your Avodas Hashem. Don't let that happen. It's such a beautiful insight. And the Eish Kodesh in last week's Parsha, actually the Eish Kodesh on Zachar, he brought me to this source. So I thought it would be great to continue on in the Torah from the Eish Kodesh, page 4. Who is the Eish Kodesh? The Eish Kodesh was the Pizetzon Rebbe, the rabbi of the Warsaw Ghetto. He had passports to leave. Nek Mirza Shimra Weinberger, Shlita, told, said to the Chever last year at the yard site, he said that there's a Jew in Eretz Yisrael for a long time now. He was working on a whole huge biography, over 1,000 pages, coming out of Mirza Shimra over the next year, of the Eish Kodesh. The rabbi of the Warsaw Ghetto, he had passports to leave, done, finished. He wouldn't leave his Talmidim, he wouldn't leave his Mishpacha. He doesn't have a grave. I was at by his son's grave. It's in the Warsaw Ghetto, in the Warsaw Cemetery. I was by his son, by Rebbe Elimelech. And he says something so special about Purim, and think so practical. Let's say it outside and let's say it inside. We said we know the Zohar tells us that Purim is Yom Kippur. Right? We know that Yom Kippur and Purim are very much connected. I think from now until tomorrow we can talk about what exactly the connections are. It's not for now. We don't have so much time. But he says, such a beautiful insight. He says, I don't know about you. He says, can you imagine? He's speaking to Jews in the Holocaust, 1940, about Purim. The blood, the Jewish blood is... He literally, a few months before, just buried his son and his daughter-in-law. And now he's to talk to his to Jews in the ghetto about Purim. You can imagine. You can just imagine. So look at what he says. He says, just like Yom Kippur, sometimes you're not so into fasting, but we know that when Yom Kippur comes, when Kol Nidre comes, you're fasting. You're fasting till the end of Ni'ilah, whether you like it or not. Says the Eish Kodesh. Purim is Yom Kippur. Just like we fasted, and sometimes maybe we didn't want to fast, right now we have to be besimcha, even if we're not feeling it. I don't know about you guys, sometimes Purim, you can do there'll be a million things, one little thing goes off, a whole day is shot. Chas v'shalom. We have to force ourselves. Purim's a day, just like you force yourself, Yom Kippur, to fast, you have to force yourself on Purim to be in a Purim to mood. Look what he says here. Ef Shemaram is the first paragraph of Zeshe. Come on, Yom Kippur Matanis Vachuvak Derim Zeh. Lo im notz osam adam la'asus oisa. You don't have a choice. Rak ben im notz ben lo. Mekayim make zeres a kodesh baruch hu. Zeres from the Rebbeinu Shem. Dekrif a kodesh baruch hu. I'm going to fast. It's Yom Kippur. You kidding me? It's Kores. The Rebbeinu Shem told me to. Kein gam simchas purim. You can only imagine. He's speaking to Jews. Mamish lost the mishpach. Minutes before. Lo rakim adam me'atam basimcha. O akupanim matzah shiach. O lesamech atzmo. Sorry, Lul Ismach. You can't choose whether you're feeling it or not to be happy. Ragam imhu b'shivos v'shuras halev hamoich choruch nimas chok. It's a chok. Shetzarech akopanim ezo nitzel shasimcha achni salivo. You got to find any way possible to be able to make sure that you're besimcha. To be able to make sure that you do whatever you can, that you're feeling and you're connected to the kedusha of Purim. And you make sure that you're besimcha as much as you can, as much as you can. I just want to read you something from the Tefer Shlomo. So you have this whole thing in Perek Dalet, Mordechai and Esther back and forth with the clothes, right? With Hasach, the whole thing. So Mordechai, we know, he puts on, they had this gzeira. The gzeira is that they're going to kill everyone. So he put on the sack for Efer. You don't have this inside. This is on my WhatsApp. I'm reading it right here. I apologize. The gzeira, the sackcloth. He puts the sackcloth. So Esther gives him these clothes. Back and forth, he doesn't accept them. What's going on over here? He doesn't accept the clothes. So earlier in the week, we set up shot because he didn't want other people to stop davening. But I saw from the Tefer Shlomo, he says, why did Esther send clothing to Mordechai? Did she think Mordechai didn't have what to wear? Says it to Tefer Shlomo the Radomsker. Esther understood that at the end of the day, the path was going to come from being besimcha. That the geula was going to come if you're going to be besimcha. Mordechai, you can't be sak v'efer right now. You know the geula is going to come. The geula is going to come if we're going to, even when things are hard, and even when there's going to be, it looks like the whole world, we're all going to be wiped out, we have to do it still besimcha. We have to still make sure to be besimcha. That's why I told you earlier, I don't know, I saw Rav Biederman quoted, and when Rav Biederman quotes a nice word, I take a nice snapshot and put it on my phone. We're in the Megillah? Yeah, that's in the, it's in Megillah, Perek Dalet.
What does it say?
It says, what does the Pusik say?
Yeah.
I don't know what he says over here, I could just tell you what Rav Biederman says. He said, where does it say to be Besimcha?
Yeah.
I don't know, you can look up the Tefer Shlomo inside. That was really just a parenthetical note. But sometimes there's doing tshuva, and there's doing tshuva besimcha. Purim, as we know, is not a tshuva of Yom Kippur, it's a tshuva meyira. And we know that Purim is a tshuva meyava. What?
Yeah, but that's after
the whole.
So it's not
going to
be
yeshua. So you have to do it besimcha? I don't know. You can look it up. Not for now. There was just a really parenthetical note. Tefer Shlomo? Who is the Tefer Shlomo? No, I don't have it. It's the Tefer Shlomo on Purim. I'm pretty sure it's on in the Alatora al-Mo'adim. Probably... and all the Torah. So basically, the Eish Kodesh tells us that much to believe that Purim is a busy day. If the Jews in the Holocaust, if they could try to be besimcha, We have to try to be besimcha as well. Even if it's not a perfect day, we force ourselves. You have to be in the Purim Degamod. Every single minute of Purim is mamish special. The Svarim say, the Kamana Rebbe says, that whatever you daven for the entire day of Purim, the gates and Shemayim are mamish open. Look inside on page 5. Rav Weinberger recorded this on the Shemi Shmuel. He quoted this at one year. Rav Weinberger has a post-suda. He has some chaver over people who are able to make it. You make sure you make it over there if you're going to be in Windmere for Yontif. So the Pasuk says, in the Shemi Shmuel, Tafrei Shayin Zayin, the son of Abdenezer Yortzeit on Shabbos, I believe, Yudaf. Right, what happens? They say that Haman says, in the morning, you'll be able to tell the king, and you'll be able to hang or hung Mordechai on it. You'll tell the king. No? Emor lemelech? What's emor lemelech? So says the Shemi Shmuel. We know, usually, historically, Hamelech is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Shemi Shmuel says, Melech here refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because we know that everything that Haman acquired, Mordechai got. Right? Mordechai got Haman's house. Mordechai got everything that Haman acquired. So if Haman was able to tell the king what to do, says the Shemi Shmuel, every single Jew in this room, and every single Jew on Purim, has the ability to tell the king, the ultimate king, what we need and what we could get. Look at the second paragraph. Mikan kol ish maska yosem alibo. Hey, space. How many ten Esther and Afocha? Shall Yisrael do Hayyim Mahim and Besoneim? Everything was given over. Even the house was given over to Esther. B'chol Purim is Oyer Shimu Mizeh. And every Purim, this Roishim. How do you say Roishim? This cause or this or these Oros or these feelings and this tremendous kedusha is given over to Klai Yisrael every Purim. Oz bechoach kol ish Yisrael leimar lemech me'amalch me'amalch b'kodesh baruch hu amirs had betzivui kinyan atzidim goizer al kodesh baruch hu oiser. Like Gemara says in Moed Katan, right? The tzaddik is goizer, kodesh baruch hu is mekayim. Every single Jew on Purim has the ability to tell the king what we need. Purim is not just a day to fool around and do mitzvahs. Purim is a yom ha-tzvila. It's a Purim yom ha-tzvila. The Ramah says anyone who comes to your house on you have to give. So at the end of the day, we tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, just like every Jew come, you have to. Even the Nachrim, even non-Jews who come, it's brought down than the Poiskim. Even non-Jews coming, you have to give. We tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, just like we give, we don't ask for signs, we don't ask for proofs, we don't ask for this. Ribbono Shel Olam, we're not perfect, but we're just following the Svarim, we're following the Halacha. The gates of Shemaim are mamish open. Purim, mamish, very, very special. Page 6, the Chidah's Yartzeit also Shabbos. I saw a very nice idea on the Chidah quoted in the B'nai Saskar. On page number 6. So he quotes that really Purim has really all the Yom Tovim inside of it. The word Purim really has the Kedusha of all the Purim. We know the Rambam tells us that when Mashiach is going to come, all the Yom Tovim are going to be batal besides Purim. Look what he says on the other lines. He says, Purim, the Sukkot, and he tells us how Sukkot is above. Not for now, you'll look at it in your own time, Eretz Hashem. Reish is Rosh Hashanah, Yud is Yom Kippurim, and Mem is Matan Torah. And he says that each one of us, and you can see it inside, the Chidah says, that Purim is the day of Mamash being Mamash to Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a day of, we know that the whole Yontif happened on Pesach. The whole thing happened. There was no Gzeir. That fasting happened on Pesach. So Rosh Hashanah to be Mamash, Gadosh Baruch Hu. It's Yom Kippur, because we're Mechapar, Avonot, it's Matan Torah, because we're Mechabal the Torah once again. Purim is not just one day a year. It has all the Yom Tov and Mamash inside of the whole entire Yontif. Little, you can read it inside over Shabbos or over Mir Tashem before Purim. I thought that was such a nice Torah from the Chidah. Moving on to Adin number, page number 7. Adin number 7 from Rabbi Label Eger, we quote him before Rabbi Kiva Eger's grandson. Rabbi Label Eger, his yard site was, I believe, was Chaf Beis Shvat, the same yard site as the Kotzke. Baruch Mordechai Yehudi, we say. Baruch Mordechai Yehudi. He says, Baruch is a Lashon Makor. Baruch is a Brecha. It's a blessing. It's a source. It's a fountain. He says, "Roimes shekedushas Purim." I'm going to go to the underlines. See the second underline. Who bechinas mekor v'shorish kedusha l'kol hashana. Says the energy of Purim brings kedusha to the entire year. The entire year gets kedusha from Purim, and he could go into this whole thing. You can see it inside. He goes to different shemas. He goes to different that. But I wanted you to see. I thought that this is very much connected to the Eish Kodesh, and to the Eish Shemi Shmuel, and to the B'nai Soskar, and to the Shred Leibola, to see that Purim, and Shushan Purim too, by the way. Just because if we're not going to be in Yerushalayim, does not mean that Shushan Purim does not apply to Jews in Boca Raton, or Delray, or in Hollywood, or in L.A., or Chicago. Shushan Purim, even though you might not be celebrating Shushan Purim, it's still Purim for you. People think, oh, when Shkia comes, 8 o'clock Purim, Monday night, Tuesday night, Purim's over. I don't know about you, Purim at 8 o'clock for me is only getting started. Everyone here is welcome to my home. I always invite people over. Whoever comes over, if you're able to come over, whenever you get there, it will be open, Meretz Hashem. Usually it's around after Mincha Marv. There's no Havdalah for Purim. You bring Purim the entire year. Everything about it is no Havdalah. Because you're supposed to bring Purim the entire year. Purim is supposed to be just the Suda, Halacha, Lamaiser. You're supposed to start towards the end of the day and then bring it into to the rest of the night. So, that's a machlokes. Here we go. That's a machlokes. I'm talking about from a chassidish pshat. At the end of the day, for us to be able to understand that Purim, the oiris of Purim, as a yom haTzvila, as a yom haSimcha, mamish, or the other yom tovim, mamish inside. Just to end off with a few more connected ideas. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, page 8. Now this is Rav Kook. I got this in Yerushalayim. Beautiful, beautiful idea from Rav Kook. La Yehudim ha'Yisor v'Simcha v'Sasam Ikar Kein Tiyalanu. Says Rav Kook. La Yehudim ha'Yisorah. We know Ora Zu Torah. Every single Jew, we are a representation of the Rabbonu Shalom. We are supposed to reflect, or we are supposed to reflect light to the rest of the world. Says Rav Kook. You want to know what it actually means? It also means that we're supposed to connect to show the rest of the world that we have a forever connection. We have an eternal connection to the Rabbonu Shalom. Yesh lomar ki inyan shem ora l'torah hainu mimash shemi'ir l'chol ha'am kulo. It's what we reflect and we line in the entire nation to the world. The aretz ha'ira mikvodo. She'ikar pulas Yisrael akol om ha'ya b'mei homan. She'ral kol asli aretz etzis shushal al-kenu. Right, the Gemara, I believe, in Megillah Yudah or Yom Anaf, says, when did we see Hashem's Yeshua Salakenu? That's the Zman of Haman. She'afilu begalos lo yazav Hashem's amo. The Rabbonu Shalom never leaves us. We're always the Rabbonu Shalom. We're not. There's no Suffolk. There's no Amalek. There's no doubt. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ayinizah Mestabim Gerim B'Yisrael. We're able to be, the Gerim are Mestabim to us. Ke'im Akam Gerim B'Shavas Nishai Yisrael. Gamere Yapizra Ben Umas Omas Vadim Umas Oilem Emunas Yisrael. V'choz V'muta V'kamat Zvarim Omer Zu Ora Zu Torah. You want to know what Torah means? Torah, or the light of Torah, is us. We reflect the Rabbonu Shalom. And the more we learn, and the more we live a life of Torah, the more we reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light to be a kind and caring person, the more we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the more we are the Rabbonu Shalom's. The more we are good, the more we are caring and kind, and not just caring about people in New York, but we're caring about people in China. I don't know about you guys. I didn't start looking into this coronavirus until it got to New York, until it started affecting my life, and I looked at into YU. China, could have been the best thing. It didn't happen. Our Jews' job is to be able to reflect for the entire world, the entire nation. I saw from the Malbim. The Malbim says, I was learning Malachim with my 8th grade girls. I haven't learned Malachim since I was in 8th grade, so I was doing a little heavy research. And the Malbim says, if you ever look at the window in the Beis HaMikdash, the windows reflected out. The windows were reflected out. Why? Because the whole point of the Beis HaMikdash was not for the Or to come in. It was for the Or to reflect out to the nation, to the world. To be able to bring Or to the world. Bring light to the world. And this is what the Sfas Emes says. On this Gemara. The Gemara says, La'yuhudim ha'isa'ora v'sasam v'savi yukor. So we know the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Ora zu Torah, Simcha zu Yontif, Sasam zu Mila, and Ikar zu Tfilin. Says the Sfas Emes, page 9. Just tell me, La'yuhudim ha'isa, Torah, and Yontif, and Mila, and Tfilin. Why are you telling me all these things? And they're Meramis. If you look at the Gemara, to Zion, my base. But just tell me what they got. Says the Sfas Emes, a beautiful idea. That the essence of Purim is that we were actually felt the ultimate Or. And how did we feel the Or? In Torah. And we felt the ultimate Simcha after Purim. When did we feel the ultimate Simcha? We felt the Yontif. We felt the ultimate Simcha through Yontif. And we felt the ultimate Sasson through Mila. We felt the ultimate glorification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we put on the tefillin. Says the Sfas Emes. Aval inun hu shezeh atzmo hi ha-geula v'ayishur shehirgishu b'nei Yisrael zos b'nafshusam. We felt the joy of learning. We felt the light in learning Torah. We felt the simcha in Yontif. We felt the sason, the gladness. Is that a word? We felt the happiness in Mila. The gladness. Ooh, gladness. I got a 10-50 message. Okay, sorry. I apologize. Ooh, sorry. Shana, that's a lashon by yourself. The Ikar. We felt the glorification in Tefillin. That was the ultimate simcha of Purim. The ultimate simcha of Purim wasn't just the time that we were saved. We were a changed people. We were a changed nation after Purim. So each and every one of us, when we wake up in Mitzvah Shema on Wednesday, Thursday, post-Purim or post-Shushan Purim, we're not just the same Jews that we were before Purim. We are a change, right? If we talk about a Purim, all the Oros and all the Kedushas coming out every Purim, that means each and every one of us have the ability to be able to connect to Torah in a different way, to connect to Yontov in a different way, to connect to Mila, Bris Mila in a different way, and to connect to Tefillin and to really to every mitzvah in a connected way. That's the Vort. That is the Vort, Taka of Purim. Let's just review these ideas, and Be'ez Hashem, not just say them, but to live by them, and to live and breathe them. We start over in the Ksav Sofer, Zav, Tahor, B'Tata, Alav, Yisru, P'Judah, Choysen, Kodesh, Hashem. The Kohen had to have the tzitz. What was the tzitz? The Gemara says, as a Meratza, it atoned for Gaiva. But sometimes the Ksav Sofer says you had to have Gaiva to Kedusha. You got to step up, like Kedusha Slavi says. And Mordechai Yehudi, he told Haman, Ki Higil HaMashi Yehudi. I'm not bowing down to you because I'm part of Achashverosh's Kimnin. I'm not bowing down to you because I'm Jew and I'm proud. And I sing it out loud. I'm Jew and I'm proud. And no matter where I go, I remember who I am. And that's what the Kedushas Levi also, he says, at the end of the day, the Kohen Gadol became a Kohen Gadol Davka, or the Kohen, he got his Big Day Kahuna from the Mishal Tzibor. Because part of being a Kohen, the essence of being a Kohen, or the essence of being a Jew, is the obvious Yisrael, is love and caring for other people. Haman says, Am Mefuzer Mefurad. It's a scattered nation. And Esther says, Leich Kenos is Koy Yehudim. And gather the Jews together. If you want to go to homework, there's a great song from one of my Rebbeim from Shalvim called Leich Kenos. You can look it up on YouTube. Leich Kenos by Rav Ari Waxman. It's a beautiful niggin. It's a slow niggin. Leich Kenos, you can feel the achdus in the song. You can feel the achdus in the song. Then we start a Parsha Zachar, Asher Karcha Baderech, Lashon Kridus. Amalek tries to say, Merzov, you think the Rebbeinu cares about your davening? Cares about your learning? He doesn't care about your davening and learning. He doesn't care about you. And our job is to beat that Amalek. And says, no, my davening, my learning does matter. It is Kaddish Tal Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's how you beat Amalek in 2020. Amalek in your head that says, yeah, you're davening, learning? Come on, Kolo, Thursday, who cares? Just go to Monday, Wednesday. Thursdays, who cares? It's ready at the end of the week. No, my Avoda does matter. And that Ishkodesh says, don't think that Purim Yom Kippur is just a nice tickle vort. Purim, Yom Kippurim, just like you would fast. And you sometimes you're not into it, but you fast anyways. So too, the Ish Kodesh 1940, you can only imagine. He's telling the Jews in Purim and Ish Kodesh. The Ish Kodesh is saying, you gotta try to, in any way possible, you gotta make sure to be Besimcha on Purim. Purim is such a special day. The Ish Kodesh was telling his chassidim, his students, don't let it go out of his mind. It's mamish, the oros are mamish open. This is exactly what the Shem Shmuel says. Boker, Emor Lamarach, Yisus Mordechai Lav. Right? In the morning, you'll tell the king. What's the lashon of telling the king? Yes. Says the Shem Yishmol, the son of Avnezer. Every single one of us had the ability on every Purim to tell the Rebbeinu Shalom, Melech Malachim Malachim, that we need Yeshuas in America, and we need Yeshuas in Eretz Yisrael, and we're done with this Golus, and we're done. We are done. We have the ability to come to the Rebbeinu Shalom on Purim, like the Kiddush Lady, and talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom, like the rest of the year, we don't have the ability to do. Emor Lamelech, to Yom HaTzvilah, to be able to tell the king. That's a Bnei Saskar. Bnei Saskar quotes from the Chidah, the Purim is Pesach, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Mount the Torah, has all those qualities. And the Rebbe Leibler says it's the Baruch Mordechai Yehudi, Baruch Lashon Brecha, it's a fountain. It's a fountain of all those oros for the entire Kedusha of the year. And the last two ideas, Layuda Mais Ora, of Cook says that the more we learn, the more we live a life of light, of Torah, of giving, and we still show the rest of the world what it means to be a kind and caring person. That's what it means to be Orozu Torah, to be a Torah Jew, a living Jew, and a kind and caring Jew. We're supposed to represent to their bonus, and that's what the Malvin, the windows go out to the rest of the world. We're not supposed to bring in the light, we're supposed to reflect the light to the rest of the world. To reflect the world. And finally, Shasema says, if the Jews got all this great stuff, they got Torah, and they got Yontif, and they got Mila, and they got Tefillin, and Mila and Tefillin, just say it. Says Gemara, no. They actually got it in their bones. Like, look at the last four words. It was mamish implanted within them that after that Purim, Torah, Yontif, Mila, and Yom Tzvon, it took on a different role in their lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. And now going to Erev Parsha Zachar, we shouldn't just let these days just saying nice vorlach and that's it. We should make sure that these days mamish impact our neshamas, impact our souls, and become bigger and better and prouder Jews. Be'ez Hashem. Shkoyach.